This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans facing eviction will have a better chance to defend themselves in court. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A new law signed Wednesday says people facing eviction trials have the right to attend court virtually rather than in person. It's expected to allow some 8,000 people per year to attend eviction trials starting in 2024. And while those tenants may not all win their cases, they'll at least avoid losing by default. It's expected to cost about $360,000 to implement, plus some costs going forward. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A police officer and a suspect were shot in northeast Denver last night after exchanging gunfire. It's the second police officer to be shot in the same day. Police say another officer and another suspect exchanged fire near a downtown hotel Wednesday morning. The suspect in that incident was killed. The suspect in last night's shooting was taken to the hospital. Both police officers had what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. Sheriff's deputies in Jefferson County killed a man Wednesday. The deputies were doing a welfare check and found a man with a shotgun threatening to kill himself. The deputies killed him, again, after officers and the suspect exchanged gunfire. An idea for a proposed health center at Grand Junction High School may have new life. 3 months ago, school board members voted not to include the clinic in the design of the new building, but CPR's Tom Hess says that could change.
The March vote against the clinic was close and controversial. Opponents say they're worried parents wouldn't be consulted for some care the students might get. School board member Will Jones was the swing vote on that issue. He says he wants the board to reconsider, noting his concern for student health. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org.